The patient's name is Catherine Schuler. First name is K-A-T-H-E-R-I-N-E. Last name is S-H-U-L-E-R. Date of birth is 9/14/1995. Date of service is 1/6/2022. This is Tiffany Galloway, nurse practitioner. History of present illness. This 26-year-old female presents to the clinic complaining of a sore throat, headache, and low-grade tent. She states that the highest tent that she recorded was 99.7. She was around several family members on New Year's and is unsure if she was exposed to COVID. Allergies, no known drug allergies, current med denies, medical history, depression, anxiety, and blood clots. Surgical history, C-section times one, social history, denies drugs, ETOH or smoke, ROS, CHPI, vital signs, blood pressure 125 over 81, heart rate 94, respiratory rate 16, temp 98.8, OT sat 100, and she weighs 183 pounds. Physical exam general, she's alert, pleasant, cooperative, well-nourished, well-groomed, H-E-E-N-T. She does have quite a bit of erythema to her posterior pharynx, as well as some tonsillar enlargement and exudate. Bilateral tympanic membranes are pretty red and bulging. It is worse on the left side. Neck negative JVD, normal range of motion. She does have lymphadenopathy on the right side. Chest S1, S2, respirations even unlabored, clear to auscultation bilaterally. Abdomen soft non-tender. Southbound times four, extremities, normal range of motion, no edema, neuro ANI times four, gait steady. And her skin is warm, dry. However, she does have multiple lesions all throughout her body, on her face, above the right eyebrow. And she has approximately 50 to 60 areas on her lower extremities and upper extremities. The lesions appear circular in nature and measure no more than 0.5 centimeters in diameter. She states that they are very pruritic, but no erythema to the skin is noted. Assessment and plan number one, impetigo versus scabies infection. Number two, febrile illness. Number three, pharyngitis. Patient had a flu, strep, and COVID swab all done in the office, all of which are negative. We did also check her UPT in order to give her the permethrin cream for scabies. It was negative. Patient agreed to a Rocephin and Decadron shot in the office, which was given to her, and then I will write her for a script of permethrin cream, as well as a Medrol dose pack and Augmentin. If patient has any worsening of condition, she will return to the clinic for further evaluation and possible further testing. She does agree with the plan of care, and she was given an opportunity to ask questions. She has none at this time.